This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Listen, man, like I said, when we come back, we have Makanj, you know? Phenomenal artist, phenomenal songstress. Avicula Amnandi, Bafit, Avicula Amnandi. And today, we are fortunate enough to have her on the line. As Jade Gabanzi, let's see. Who is she, man? Where did she come from? Makanj, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you so much. The line is so bad. I'm trying to walk around, trying to get the right network. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can actually hear you fine.
Hi, guys!
Hey, Abu,
too. I think I found the right spot. I'm good, thank you. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Man, I'm feeling good myself.
That's fabulous.
I'm actually excited, you know, for today.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Why?
Because, yeah, there's something about umculo wakho that just makes me feel warm inside.
Oh, I appreciate that so much.
You know, I want to know, because you're someone who, you know, you grew up in Eastern Cape and then now you're in Joburg, right? And you've been moving across these different provinces in SA. I just want to know, how has that shaped the identity arc and the sound of your music?
The line is so bad, but I think I made out your question. I'm from the Eastern Cape, yes.
Yeah.
And the way that has shaped me, I think mainly because I try to sing in a lot of languages, but because I'm closer, I really always try to sing in my language and like put it at the forefront and just tell whatever stories that, you know, not only resonate with me, but like the things that my mom would tell us about, my granny would tell us about,
yeah,
type of thing. Not even just on the lyrical front, but just the melodies as well. So I take a lot from the fact that I'm from the Eastern Cape. Even if I like have a super serious event, I'll probably wear my trad clothes. So, I'm just really proudly South African, proudly African, and I just happen to be a Kosahan that loved that as well.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I also like the fact that umculo, you grew up in Daweni Vele, umculo in Tuaseka, you know, DJ Kapila. You also mentioned Ugutsu Umpilo, your brother as well, influenced you, introduced you to hip hop. And that's how we actually got the name Makanj, thanks to hip hop.
I'm gonna please repeat the last part.
I mean, that's how we also got the name Makanj, thanks to hip hop, you know?
One thing, Wachi, you did your research.
Hey, sure.
You know what? With everything going on between my namesake and another artist, I don't even know if I should say where I got Makanj from anymore, because Nicki Minaj, what are we doing? But anyway, yes, it's definitely my surname. I used to rap in high school.
Yeah.
And it's my surname, and which starts with an M-A-K.
Sure.
And then M-A-K-A, and then it's obviously Nicki Minaj. And then my friends in high school put it together, and I was like, you know what?
When did it get to the point where they were like, Yazin, Aslanganiso no Nicki Minaj in your streets? Were you just rapping bars from Nicki, or they were seeing the influence?
I think I was just rapping bars, because if I'm really being real, it should have been my quest, because I used to love Kanye West. Honestly, it would have been my quest if things weren't the right way, but I still love Nicki, of course. I just think I used to rap, and believe it or not, I was really good, guys. I was so good at rapping. Like,
I know, I heard you somewhere. I heard you somewhere. You were spitting a young 16.
Guess I'm.
No, I really like that. Yeah, but I was gonna bring up the fact that Nicki right now is going through a young beef with Ukari B, but as Kubega see bam. You know, I'm a piano. You know, it's a genre that has taken the world by storm. Yeah, but it's everywhere. You know, we also have the Portugal festival going on out there. How does it feel to be? I don't know, I wouldn't say you're making a mark, because, I mean, looking at the people you've worked with, Fetso, you've made your mark already. You know, Kelvin Momo, Tyler ICU, come on now. Big name. what drew you specifically to Amapiano?
Honestly, if I'm being so honest, I just think the thing that I loved about piano for me when I discovered it was like during COVID, and at that time of like everyone was just going through stuff. We didn't know what was going to happen, if we were going to be on lockdown forever.
Yeah.
And there was this, well, it came just before COVID to be, it became big just before COVID. It was already there.
Yeah.
But just the lyrical content, and I feel like what it signified was like, in everything that's going on, like we always go back to our roots, which is whatever rhythm it is that we feel. And then obviously I love talking about lyrics and the songs that we were singing at the time. It just felt like a cry for help from the youth.
Yeah.
And also just, I don't know, maybe not even a cry for help, just some form of expression somehow. And at the time, things were not looking cute for many of us. So I think that's the thing that drew me to it. I think because the people that were making it at the time weren't necessarily making it, I just mean when it was still bubbling under, they weren't necessarily making it to like blow up because no one really knew about it. So everyone was just being super authentic, super raw about whatever it was that they were singing about. And I feel like that's just transcended and happened and expanded. So that's definitely the thing that drew me to piano.
I like that. I like that. Because, yo, 2020 was a hectic year, for sure. It was a hectic year. And when Batsi, Tata Bafa, Makaleni was, you know, one of those ways to sort of like relax. To go to some more, I know you keep it in game.
No comment.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I actually like the fact that you brought up my lyrics, you know, because not only do you write for yourself, you also write for other people as well.
Yeah.
I just want to know, like, how different is the creative process when, because you've written for, you know, artists based here as well as outside places like Tanzania.
Sorry, please repeat the last part. You want to know how?
I want to know, since you've worked with artists from Tanzania and Nigeria as well as domestically, like,
yeah,
how different is the creative process when you're working with artists outside of South Africa compared
you
to...
You know, that's a really good question. I think a lot of the time when I write, I don't know, that's such a tricky question, you know? I haven't received that question before, but I think... I think, so shout out to you, but I think the difference is a lot of the time I'll be going because of my work in piano, and sometimes other genres, but mainly piano. So they're trying to figure out how can they merge, like, whatever sound it is that they're doing lyrically with piano. And then sometimes they'll ask me to write in vernacular, because I can't speak other languages, but they'll ask me to, like, write in, like, a Zulu or a... Xhosa is a bit difficult to sing in if it's not your native tongue, but like, like it's just that thing of like, okay, teach me how to assimilate, teach me how I can use what I already have and what I'm already proud of to kind of gel with what comes from your home type of thing. That's the only difference, because guys, we're all Africans. Like, I feel like we're the same, in, even in our differences. And then honestly, that's the only difference. And then at home, I think it's just a matter of, because they already, they already understand how everything is going. It's just a matter of how can I better sing this? How can I better relay this message type of thing? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I get you.
Yeah.
Get you. Wait, how many languages do you know?
My gosh. Okay, so I speak isiZulu. Obviously speak isiXhosa and umXhosa. And then ndiyakhuluma. And then kibuhanyane, like not a lot. It's got the biki. And then I speak English. And then what else? And then, like, I know a little bit of Bedi, I know a little bit of Swana, so, like, I try to touch here and there.
No, that's nice. Yeah, actually, I know about two languages. That's English and isZulu.
You know about?
I know two languages, English and isZulu, so...
Two is better than one?
You know, you're also
that's
doing better.
You. You know what? Like, you're trying, at least.
I guess I'm clarity.
Yes, I'm a favorite.
I wanna take it to Jajambo, all right? The EP. I heard songs like Ndiyasebenza, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wanted to find out, so good to see. You've been doing so many projects outside of just, you know, your work. So mm-hmm. when it came to doing your work, did you feel like maybe there was a pressure, maybe people were expecting something, I don't know. Like, did you feel a pressure when it was time to now start releasing your project?
I don't know. I feel like the pressure came from myself. I would say, when I was making Gyagyambo, I feel like the pressure came from me. Like, yes, people were asking for a project, but it was almost like they already knew it was going to be nice, or they already knew they were going to like it. Yeah. I guess maybe the pressure from, oh my gosh, will they actually like it? But I think the thing that's stressing me out the most right now is my upcoming project, because Gyagyambo did so well, thank you God.
People
are like, girl, you dropped last year at the end of the year, what's going on? You haven't hinted to a project. What now? I'm feeling the pressure. Like, and I also want to drop an album, because Gyagyambo was my EP, so an album is, for whatever reason, more serious and stuff. So I'm just a bit nervous, but I'm gonna deliver.
You are
Gyagyambo.
Yeah, I wanna ask Utsi, on a song mm-hmm. in the Asebenza, you sound like someone who doesn't want to be interrupted, mangabe shy span.
Someone who doesn't want to?
Who doesn't want to be interrupted, mangabe shy span.
Yeah, I don't. That is a very, very, very good observation. I think also in that song, it's so easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
Like, when you're focused on something, like, because with our line of work, it's not only in studio, you're working all the time, in the sense that you're thinking of lyrics, you're thinking of melodies, you're thinking of, do you get what I'm saying? Oh, what am I going to wear to this gig? I need to send out my information to all these promoters so I can get this gig, and like, I have to be on social media to promote this song. So with everything that's going on, like, people are always talking. Someone's always saying something about something and about someone.
Yeah.
And when I wrote that song, it was very, like, important for me to remind myself to focus, because that will never change, and it won't do anything for me to entertain this talk. I just need to get to work, because it's so easy to get distracted. So that's genuinely what I was trying to, like, relay in the sentence.
No, I like that. I like that, because there's a common trap that we see, you know, with artists getting into the game, And they start milking it, but then they start getting lazy, you know? You know, do you also feel like that's something that you're trying to escape?
Do I also feel like?
Do you feel like maybe that's something you also trying to avoid?
I don't know. I think we all experience things differently. I don't want to avoid or do or whatever. I just want to enjoy the process, because... Yeah. You never know how you react to certain things. Like, if someone gave me 10 million right now, it's easy for me to tell you, no, I would never switch up, I would never. Once you see 10 million on your lap, you don't know until you see it. God forbid we switch up, though, just saying. But you never know until you know. So I try not to, like, be too hard on people and, like, the way in which things happen and how they look certain things or whatever. I just try to take things as they come, because really and truly, you never know until you're in someone's shoes. You get.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, speaking of being in someone's shoes, would you take us into your shoes and tell us, like, what type of challenges have you faced within the industry?
What type of
challenges
have I faced?
Yeah, within the industry.
I think maybe doing the jump, and like, from being mainly a featuring artist and things like that, and convincing people that, like, guys, I also, and a lot of people think that when you're a featured artist, people, let me speak for myself. A lot of people thought that maybe someone told me, this is what you have to write, this is what you have to this and that. A lot of people don't know that for many of the featured artists, you still write the song, you still come up with the melody for what you're going to sing. So I think it was that trust issue of, oh my gosh, we know her with this producer, or we know her singing with these people. Will she be able to deliver the same thing, or even better, or even her own type of thing without comparing, on her own type of thing? And I think outside of that, just also that belief in yourself that you can do it. That's definitely been something that I struggled with. I don't struggle with it anymore, thank God. But, like, because I just trust God that he wills what he wills, and I just need to go with it. But I think that self-belief, and believing that you're here for a reason, and believing that you have something to say and you're making a mark, those are the things, those are the hurdles I had to get over, you know?
No, I like that.
Yeah.
That's very profound, man.
Thank you.
That's very profound. I want to, before we close it off, I want to go to Gugulwe, you know?
Yes.
Just recently dropped that one. And it's sounding amazing. It's out on all DSPs, Bafetsu, so go and stream that.
Double,
you know, I want to know, there's a push and pull on that song. That's what I'm picking up. Ugutsi, you're saying, ageko wrong, ageko right, sigota. At the same time, you're saying, emotional, exactly. Who is at fault here?
Valid. I actually, good observation. You're very observant. Shout out to you.
Shout out.
Hi, Kawe, what can I say? Like, I think it was a situation where it was like both of us were wrong at some point.
Yeah.
And then I, because it's a real story, both of us were wrong because you always contribute to something. You can't think, I never did, I never that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, I contributed somehow. But then there was a point where I was like, okay, can we resolve this? Can we fix our friendship? Tell me what's going on. Like, and then you just get weird vibes. And I was just like, you know what? You'll come to me when you're ready. I think he writes manji. Like, if I was wrong, cool. If you were wrong, cool. But I'm not doing anything about this anymore because I've tried. You get that's the kind. But we're fine now. Her and I are fine. We're friends again. Thank God.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yo. The song about friendship. Everyone thinks it's about romance. No.
I was actually thinking that too.
But it's fine. If you feel like it's romance, it's fine. We all interpret things differently.
Yeah, it's universal. You know, the message, you can apply it just about anywhere. So, is this a lead single to the album?
I mean, I guess you could say that, And like, guys, the album is coming. I promise you. Like, we've been cooking, we've been working. For example, Gugulwe was made on the 23rd of January. So, like, and I'm only dropping it now. And like, I've been working every month for time. So, the album is coming. I really pray you guys love it. I love a lot of the songs. We're not done, but we're almost done. And yeah, but Gugulwe will definitely be in the album. So
I like that. When we wrap it up, can you tell the people who's bang a tolap, you know, for bookings? We should say Tanda Lengoma, where can they get you?
Guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Makanj, MAKHANJ. My email address is info@makanj.africa. My bookings number is 081-436-7948. And yang, phone learning, email learning, following.
Adlan. You've been awesome, man. Thank you very much for your time. Hopefully, Messi put me album for this open as it's all, so we can talk.
Definitely, I will be there. And thank you so much for this gorgeous interview. I loved your question.
No problem. Thank you very much. Have yourself a fantastic evening.
You too. Bye, guys.
Cheers.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.